This is Fresh Air. The songwriting and production team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller broke new ground in the 1950s with their group The Coasters. Lieber and Stoller pioneered overdubbing and tape splicing on their records, and rock and roll historian Ed Ward says they also brought a new kind of music to their generation.
In the beginning, there were nothing but rocks. Then somebody invented the wheel, and things just began to roll.
Did you ever hear a tenor sax swinging like a rusty axe, humping like a frog down in a hollow log? Baby, that is rock and roll.
As hard as it may be to believe these days, especially for parents, teenagers didn't always exist. Oh, growing children went through that period of their lives, but as far as society was concerned, they were either older children or young adults. The idea of teenagerhood didn't really come into existence as a separate phase of growing up until after the Second World War. Rock and roll was always the soundtrack to teenagerhood. The two matured together, so it's hardly surprising to note that the first people to recognize this new society weren't sociologists, but a couple of guys barely out of their teens themselves, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Lieber and Stoller were songwriters, and they'd written Hound Dog while still in high school. In 1955, 2 years later, they were looking for a group that could perform some of the wackier material they'd been writing. And from the ashes of a group called the Robins, they put one together.
Down in the Mexicali, there's a crazy little place that I know, where the drinks are hotter than the chili sauce, and the boss is a cat named Joe. He wears a red
down in Mexico.
Unlike most vocal groups, they were from the West Coast, so they were dubbed the Coasters. And at first, they recorded mini-dramas like Down in Mexico, Smokey Joe's Cafe, and other stories of getting in trouble. That might have been the tip-off, trouble. Nobody got in as much trouble as teenagers. In 1958, Lieber and Stoller handed the Coasters a song about just that.
Take out the papers and the trash.
Yakety Yak, with its litany of the endless chores teenagers had to do before they were allowed their meager privileges, was the first anti-parent protest song, and, as you might expect, it went to number one like a shot. It wasn't fair. It presented teenagers as poor innocents and parents as tyrants. Of course it was a hit. Lieber and Stoller plunged ahead, out of the home and into the schools.
Beep, beep, bye, bye.
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Yelling 7-11 down in the boy gym. Charlie Brown.
And, lest we forget in these days of crack dealing and gun-toting in school, smoking and gambling, not to mention calling the English teacher Daddy-O, were horrible, unimaginable crimes in 1958. Like Chuck Berry's equally evocative portraits of teenage society, which were also riding high on the charts at this point, the Coasters' records sold better to white teens than to blacks, even though the Coasters' sound was in many ways typical of black vocal groups of the day. It was the comedy, even though it was sometimes bittersweet, that kept them from being lumped with the others. Actually, when the comedy didn't have a happy ending, as in the song Shopping for Clothes, in which a kid browses in an exclusive haberdashery only to have his credit denied, it wasn't a hit. And occasionally, Lieber and Stoller were so sure of themselves that they'd lose a gem on the flip side of a hit, like this little cha-cha that shared space with Charlie Brown.
Three cool cats, three cool cats, parked on a corner in a beat-up car, dividing up a nickel candy bar, talking all about how sharp they are, these three cool cats, three walking down the street, a swinging their hips,
The Coasters continued to have hits right through 1961, but by then the professionals had come onto the scene and found more manipulative ways to evoke the teenage experience. Such dreaded teenage idols as Fabian and Bobby Rydell were starting to appear, and the innocent, fun-loving, slightly dangerous world Lieber and Stoller had created for the Coasters faded away. How else to explain why this song is best known as the title of one of Elvis's worst movies?
Girl, girl.
Lieber and Stoller were the first poets of the teenage myth, and the Coasters were their willing accomplices. For better or worse, we owe them a lot.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.